During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
And of course, Rick is an American treasure.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Hey, folks, it's Rick Wilson. Welcome back to the Lincoln Project Podcast. I am absolutely thrilled to be joined today by Jeffrey Sonnenfeld. Jeffrey Sonnenfeld is one of the keenest observers of business and leadership in this country. He is the director and chief executive of the Yale Leadership Institute. And folks, if you've never heard of it, they bring in the top corporate talent in the world to talk about what's happening in business, government, politics. It is an amazing, amazing place where super smart people get together. And Jeffrey is a connector of those people and someone who understands the role of business in American life in a way that very few other people do. Jeffrey, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I am very grateful to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be with you, Rick. As you know, you hate it when I say this, but you truly are an American treasure. However, what you just said in the introduction, I must say, this podcast, I've got to send it to the president of Yale because this will certainly get me through the year, if not more. So thank you.
Well, let's get started. I wanted to talk to you about the illusion of Trump as a businessman and the corporate world in America, which seems to be having a really hard time right now recognizing or reconciling what to do in this election. There seems to be a push and pull. He's a guy that none of these people would ever hire. Trump would never be in a C-suite in any of these major corporations or any job, right, frankly. But yet they're still drawn back by this idea that he's a great business leader, a tax cutter, et cetera. Talk to me about that tension you see out there in the business world.
I love that question so much. I am so glad that we've got about 3 hours, I think, right? So
I wish.
And I am not pandering. Nobody ever asks that question. And it's so critical because so much of this presumed credibility is built on complete smokescreen. The platform is so elusive. You've heard so often, and at the DNC in Chicago, they reminded people again that he began life with just below $500 million of a running start.
As do we all.
This is not a rags to riches story here of somebody coming up from hardship. He didn't grow up in a log cabin. But he creates that aura, and it is trying to bring class to the masses, which is he tries to give this gilded pathway. And the idea of the TV show, I'm not only on number six on Putin's list of enemies of the Russian Federation, but I was number one on Donald Trump's list back when the show The Apprentice was launched. I actually wound up writing a weekly episode critiquing each week in the Wall Street Journal, the Wall Street Journal, that is. And Jeff Zucker, who was running later of CNN, of course, was running NBC at the time, would give me the show in advance. And I was pointing out, you know, that this show, what an illusion it was, and referred to it as this elimination game premise that was sort of like a musical chairs game at a Hooters restaurant. So he didn't like that. And long story short, after he stopped threatening to sue me, promised me to be president of Trump University, which I surely didn't want, I wound up becoming friends with him, if you can believe it. Did the first written interviews with him in Fortune magazine. They're talking about that he was running for president. Nobody took it seriously. Larry Kudlow had me over his house for a group of many of your old friends, Rick. that were as major deep-pocketed GOP backers. And I think I was there for his entertainment reasons. And nobody thought he was a serious candidate in August of 2015. So I just told him he was, you know, the elephant in the room, which to your old party was a positive, you know, image, of course, I thought. Mm-hmm. But they so I brought him into several of our one of our CEO summits back in that in the early days before he announced his candidacy.
Right.
And the top tier, many of them who are still top tier today of major companies said if he walks in the room, it was at the Waldorf, we're walking out. I'd already invited him. He walked in the room, and guess what? The top tier walked out. They don't consider him a successful business leader. They don't consider him a global business leader. They don't consider it a large business. They consider it sort of a tribal family operation with four bankruptcies, having given that big start. So that's a long answer to the fact, no, he's never been seen as successful, nor a great business leader.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, this idea of a huge 100% or more tariff on everything coming into the country, the business community can't look at that and say, oh, he's just joking. What, we can take this chance. That would be an economic nuclear bomb going off.
That would be disastrous. And that question's a twofer, and I'll take a swing at both of them if it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The first one, again, I promise in our limited time, this will be the last time I give you another pandering, suck-up, sycophantic compliment. But again, nobody asks that the then versus now question, that which is your first question there, which is 2016 versus now. A few business leaders grudgingly supported him, but not the major business leaders. Even in 2016, it came to a wall, to a complete stop. Whether or not it was a Bush 1, you know, Bush 41, Bush 43, or Reagan, or John McCain, or Mitt Romney, or, you know, going back to Herbert Hoover, or William Howard Taft, the business community was solidly behind the GOP candidate.
100%.
It was zero in 2016. There were two in 2020. They're not there now, and it's back down to zero, except Elon Musk, whoever we count, whatever's going on there. It's bewildering. And they learned in 2017, like you said, in January 2017, Trump called to tell me, you know, all those people who walked out of me at the Waldorf, they're all coming mm-hmm. here. I said, well, I wonder why that is. They didn't stay long. is the same thing he's doing with Haitian communities and all the other nonsense FEMA workers. It's a divide and conquer scheme. And believe it or not, only used it on the GOP, as you saw, he did the same thing with business leaders, but they were onto him. The business roundtable, these other groups, he's afraid of collective action, NATO, NAFTA. Germany versus France, Mexico versus Canada. He wants to always break people apart. That's his modus operandi. Mm-hmm. That's what the whole theme of the Apprentice was. You become a leader by destroying your own group. There's nobody left to lead. So it is. So what he did there, then he had Pfizer fighting Merck and Johnson & Johnson, trying to get Boeing mm-hmm. fighting Lockheed, and trying to get General Motors fighting Ford. And they were onto him, and they were getting really mad over this. By the time of August 2017, with Charlottesville, where he did the equivocation of the Nazis with the peaceful demonstrators, they said enough, and they walked out, and they never came back, Rick. So that's where the business community, then and now, they learned their lesson. Nobody's there. But they did do this Faustian deal in 2017 to get tax through, rollbacks through. They didn't want the environmental rollbacks. In fact, the Trump Justice Department sued the auto industry and sued the energy industry, of all things, because believe it or not, they were actually on the same side as the environmentalists. They'd already invested. Right. But that's a long, different story. But then as you take a look now at the tariff issue, as you raise it, no good business person, no bad business person, no economist, even those economists who are supporting Trump, and there might be two or three, Kevin Hassler and others, very few, they admit that he's crazy to say that this is a tax on foreign companies, and is that we can't put a tax on foreign companies operating abroad. We could tax anybody who's here, and that's what right. the tariffs are. They're a tax on American residents and American companies and American consumers, to the tune of 16 Nobel Prize winners said conservatively it'll be a 10% increase in inflation, conservatively. And what those great Nobel Prize winners, and far be it from me to say I'm smarter than they ever, what they left out is they left out the reciprocal trade barriers that people had to suffer. They're just talking about increased import prices. But we also have a problem as let's say Harley-Davidson ran into the same thing. Matt Leavitt, mm-hmm. CEO of Harley, who was so frustrated, is that 100% of Harley bikes are made in the U.S. To sell them into Europe, where there was tremendous demand, he had to shut down the Kansas City plant and open one up in Thailand because they had retribution. They had the same, you know, barriers put up from the EU. So we have that problem too. And people are, the business roundtable was saying, well, where do you come up with these numbers? He said, oh, I don't know. What number do you have? And it's just random spaghetti against the wall.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose. By people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Yeah, that the tariff question, and I'm by no means an economist, but the tariff question strikes me as a real departure. It's like a real, off-ramp from sanity in economics. No one believes that universal massive tariffs are a good idea. Even countries that try to protect their markets, emerging countries trying to protect their markets, even China doesn't play that game. None of these people
not
think
massively. The U.S. business community is not xenophobic. They appreciate immigration. No. They want legal immigration, appreciate immigration. They're also not isolationists. They believe in global alliances and interdependence, and they're not protectionists. You're the only person watching this this podcast who will remember when the Republican, actually, you won't even remember, but because you're too young for this, but it was 1953 when the Republican Party gave up its protectionist positions. Charles Percy, who was the CEO of Bell and Howell,
that's right,
had taken over. He became a senator from, a young Wunderkind senator from Illinois, and he led them into global trade and the that's where the GOP and the business community has been since, that they understand our global interdependence.
Yeah, and I do think, again, it's that idea that Trump has some sort of economic or business knowledge that works. Just doesn't, it's not real. It's just, I remember in 2015, we were all flailing around, like, how do we solve this guy? In the fall of that year, I was in focus groups and people were like, no, he's the best businessman in the world. He's the richest man in the world. He built all of Manhattan. And when you dug into it, it was always The Apprentice. Yeah. It was always The Apprentice.
It was always an illusion. And, at one point he asked me to stop trashing him in these Wall Street Journal articles and things like that. And he gave up on the lawsuits because he realized I have no assets. And he tried to flatter me and all. He said he blamed it on Jack Welch or GE because Welch had the Survivor game that he wanted that CBS had. And he said to Jeff Zucker, put that on NBC. So he didn't even invent the premise. The premise, if anything, was the producer, as you know, that was doing the Survivor show on CBS. And they hired Trump to fill the role. And he wasn't the first to do it. The first guy who played it was a guy named Alan Sugar in the UK, who was a Trumpian type character. And Trump was just a cast member. He was paid like $50,000 to do it. Now he upped his ante quite a bit after that.
But it's
all an illusion, and it's Trumpaganda. And what's just so frustrating is that Trumpaganda is effective. There's something created here at Yale. The term, it's a bad term, but it's called the sleeper effect. It was in the 1930s, 1940s, studying what Goebbels was doing in Germany, is they realized if you keep repeating information that's false without foundation, eventually you lose the source or the foundation, and the message lingers. And he is just unrelenting, saying ludicrous things. And eventually people start to think, well, maybe he was successful. Maybe Haitians do eat their neighbor's pets. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest threats that we argue at the Lincoln Project and beyond and the pro-democracy side is that you can't have free markets. You can't have actual wealth. You can't have real prosperity in systems that are authoritarian and that don't have the rule of law. I mean, Russia has a few rich people, but they are there at the graces of Vladimir Putin. But this is a country that has created a lot of wealth, perhaps unevenly, but a lot of wealth that depends on having a system where there are rules of the road, where there are expectations about the law and ethics and behavior and all that. Talk to us about where we end up if we abandon that core principle of how democracy protects the rule of law, and that therefore protects prosperity and business and markets.
You said it so well. I'll try my best to match it. Is a free enterprise system, for it to succeed, it depends on a free flow of labor, free flow of capital, free flow of information. And that means fundamental freedom. That's one pillar. Another pillar is a pillar of trust. Mm-hmm. You can run out of a restaurant in a city and not pay and probably get away with it. There's some degree of trust in a system on both sides of markets. And if you erode that trust, which is what Trump does strategically and all demagogues do strategically, is to attack all the foundations, whether or not it's the FBI or FEMA or the Justice Department or the military, is he attacks every sound institution, every pillar. And the business community realizes this. While Trump probably never studied the sleeper effect, Trump probably never studied Eric Hoffer, who wrote a book in 1954, which
I have it right over there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, then good for you. And it really sort of, had to do with the true believer. Is the way you do it is you poison society into thinking you have what Trump referred to yesterday and the day before as the enemy from within. It's this divide and conquer. Trump is very good at that, but it's very bad for capitalism, very bad for the American system. When Tocqueville, Alexis de Tocqueville, the French jurist, came to the country in 1840, he wrote a book called Democracy in America. He was thought he was going to study our laws. He realized what really works isn't the tightness of the laws, that our laws are intentionally written very loosely to be interpreted by pillars of society because of a foundation of trust. And what he called that foundation of trust, he called it social capital. People think that's a new term. He coined it back in 1840, social capital. And he said it's more important even than financial capital. But financial capital won't work if you don't have social capital. CEOs, whether or not it's out of patriotism, out of personal values, or out of just enlightened self-interest, business leaders know that for the economy to work, for their enterprises to succeed, We don't want employees tearing each other's lungs out. We don't want, you know, people's veins bulging at the neck in the communities, screaming at each other, and shareholders and management and everybody at war with each other. We want social harmony. Trump tears apart the fabric of social harmony. That destroys democracy and destroys capitalism.
Yeah, I think it's taken a long time to sink in with people that regardless of political differences, left or right, Republican or Democrat, the system that sustained itself for 240 plus years ensured there were some rules and there were some boundary layers that didn't get pushed past. And so everything sort of worked along the mean. Nobody was ever fully happy, but it worked well enough. And it worked effectively to keep the rights of individuals protected. And those rights from speech to association to the right to go out and be unmolested by a government that says, hey, you've built a great business. We're taking all of it. Because that's really what happens in places like Russia.
It is what happens. And you describe Russia accurately. The Russia system, I should add, is imploding right now. You don't have time to get into that catastrophic issue. In some future episode, we can discuss it. But there's been massive capital flight out of there, as well as top talent leaving. In every industry, we had a lot to do with catalyzing the exit of 1,200 non-Russian firms from there. And that had a huge impact on Russia. Russia basically is like an old colony in the mercantile system. There's no finished good from there. You don't see anybody driving a lot of car around. Nobody has a watch from Russia. There's no finished good. It's just raw materials. And happily, we've been able to find alternative sources for energy and grains, wheat, and metals that we don't need Russia in the world economy at all anymore. And that's a big change. And that's why the Russia economy is imploding, but it's just surviving as a war economy. Russia's system is becoming quite fascistic. So, but Putin is driving it. So he's basically taking the living room furniture and throwing it in the furnace to keep things going.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Right, right. Yeah, I've been watching the weird Western defense of people saying, but the ruble's doing great. I'm like, They peg it at an arbitrary number that doesn't exist in the real markets. Enough.
Nobody says that. You know, I fight with economists who should know better all the time. It's not an exchange-traded currency. And the GDP, the IMF believes it's GDP. Actually, they don't. We have recorded these senior economists with their permission. They accidentally checked that box on Zoom. So we got their permission. They admitted they have no idea what's going on in there. After the second quarter of 2022, after the invasion, Putin has suppressed all the information that they are required to put out there for the IMF to evaluate them. But the IMF gives them a free pass. There's something suspicious going on. Not the World Bank or anybody else. IMF, something weird going on there. But you're exactly right. Putin makes up his numbers.
Yeah, that. And look, I think that there's a Trumpian echo there. I had the best economy in the universe. Nothing's ever close. And the describing today's economy as like this blasted hellscape where the living envy the dead and all this. It's crazy to me how that alternative, that idea that you would have the dear leader describe what the economy's doing when it's clearly not connected to reality. Here.
All of his models, and as I've heard you say before, so I'm just stealing your lines, how Trump uses those demagogues, those autocrats from around the world, whether or not it's, you know, North Korea or increasingly Hungary or Turkey and certainly Russia and Xi Jinping, uses these quote unquote strongmen. And they're actually weak men. They're cowards. They don't trust their own people. But he uses them as his role model and not anybody who's operating in a free society.
Yeah, that to me is, and again, I go back to that fundamental question. You know, this is a guy who doesn't understand actual business and actual economics. He doesn't understand the system that preserves the ability to do those things.
Nobody could hire if Trump's resume came in. And I ask this in executive groups all the time. It's one of the questions: is would you ever hire him? And the answer is always no, zero. Well, I mean, everything from selling these, a couple hundred dollars for $500 for a pair of running shoes and $59.99 for a Bible, a Trump Bible of all people selling. But I mean, the guy's a consummate grifter. I don't know if you remember Mr. Haney from Green Acres, who was, I can say, that's what he has. He's just a grifter selling everything. And the military people were especially upset when we had caught not just Huawei, but ZTE dead to rights for proliferation violations, sending weapon grade microchips to North Korea and especially to Iran. There were U.S. chips. We were going to block, have sanctions on them. Suddenly, just a little less than $1 billion of forgivable loan from China went to bail out an Indonesian golf resort that he had from China.
I am shocked to hear that.
And suddenly this was dropped. Now, the sanctions were dropped. So the grifting has consequences other than it being emoluments law violation. It has real consequences on obviously destroying our trust in our system and independent judgment that he's making. One of the sad, tragic consequences of Trumpaganda is not only has mainstream media believed it, and not only does the Democratic Party believe some of it, and the quote unquote progressive or populist left believes a lot of it.
Yeah, and I think Musk is the greatest marketer of his own BS that we've ever seen, and he's managed to leap from acquisition to claiming credit for it to acquisition to claim over and over again, and he's done great with that. He's become very, very paper wealthy.
Even though Solar City seems to have collapsed down from a village, maybe just a little hamlet now, it's not much of a solar city anymore.
Right.
And the boring company, which he has, seems to live up to its name. We don't have those 50, 60 tunnels that were supposed to connect those high speed everywhere. But we do see that some of the amazing things done with SpaceX.
SpaceX is an amazing company.
We take our breath away as Boeing misfires so badly that we're got to be saved by Elon Musk. And, you know, he's obviously a genius, but he's not imperfect.
Well, listen, we are out of time today. Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, I appreciate you coming on the podcast so very much. I admire you, sir. And I really, really love your work. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
I'm most honored. I'm the hugest fan of yours. Thank you so much for all you do for us, Rick.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
And good luck.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.